So Nick, Under the Sun, you know, as a band, it's your first release in over a year. What have you guys been up to, and how does it feel to have some new music out again?
Yeah, it feels great, man. I was kind of going through some photos, trying to get some pics from the studio from when we recorded this, and it was actually like May last year that we recorded this. So we've been sitting on it for ages now. Yeah, I know. I was like looking at photos from May this year, and I was like, is that the session where we recorded this? And I was like, no, it was a year before that. So I've actually been sitting on it for ages. So yeah, it feels really great to have it out. Yeah. It's like one of the first songs we recorded. Well, sorry, we wrote for Peel. So we've actually been sitting on the track, you know, as a song for even longer. So yeah, I've been sitting on it for a while, so it's great to have it out.
Yeah, awesome. I know it's a staple of your sets. It's one of those tracks that as soon as I heard it on when it came out, I was like, wow, definitely heard this being played live a few times.
Yeah, we used to have it in the set. We kind of pulled it out because we knew we were going to release it as a single, so we haven't played it for a while, but we actually just, you know, started rehearsing it again last night. And it kind of, yeah, it's a fun one to play live, so we're keen to bring it back.
Cool. And, you know, with some of your previous releases, you've made a little playlist on Spotify, kind of spotlighting all of the tracks that influenced you guys during the period of writing and recording the particular track. What were some of the influences, you know, that you were leaning towards this time? I hear a bit of Jesus and Mary Chain with the snare drum. What was being played?
I don't know. I feel like we were, because we recorded this so long ago, I can't remember exactly what we're listening to, but I do remember these sessions. We kind of, because this is kind of like the first track we recorded since the last EP. So we kind of went in a bit fresh, and like the last EP, when we were recording, we kind of were, you know, drawing on influences pretty heavily. Like we were kind of like pulling up records while recording and being like, oh, let's try and, you know, capture this sound, or this is the vibe we're going for. But we didn't really do that for this one. I guess maybe consciously we tried to not let those decisions direct the way the music turned out. We kind of just, I think just from the last sessions, we kind of hit a groove where we kind of knew, we found the sound we're going for, like from a production point of view.
Cool.
So we kind of just let the sessions run themselves without kind of letting influences, you know, drive the sound too much, which is kind of good. Yeah. So it's hard for me to kind of point to specific influences for this song, but you know, like I think like all of the stuff that influences us just generally, you know, like bands like Ride and the Jesus Mary Chain, are always big kind of influences for us. Like I think Dive, in terms of a kind of modern shoegaze sound, are a big influence on us. And funnily enough, I realized after recording this track has got the same title as a Dive song, so maybe subconsciously that really got itself in there. But yeah, I think there's like a couple of like modern bands who kind of are directly influenced by shoegaze in the same way we are, which kind of, you know, we kind of look towards, you know, Dive being a big one, and bands like The Horrors and stuff. You know, I think the way that they put a spin on shoegazy sounds is something that we try to do as well. So yeah, they're kind of, that those kind of bands are pretty influential on us as well.
Sounds like it was a bit more of an organic process in recording and writing. That was, you know, you mentioned that was a little while ago though. What's kind of bouncing around as a band now in terms of what are you listening to, and is that still the same process? Has anything changed in
that's kind of what we've approached each of the sessions. Like we've basically been recording since we did Under the Sun, mostly this year. So like the past 6 months we've been in the studio, you know, recording pretty heavily, and we're kind of at the end of that session now. We've got a session this weekend and then next weekend, and that should be the kind of like core production done for the next record we're doing. But I think we took a pretty similar approach, where it was like we're working with James again, who we did the last record with. So we kind of know, like, he knows us and he knows the sound we're going for. So it's less of like, you know, like I said, like less of listening to influences and listening to other bands, and more about just,
you're in
like
a groove
writing
now.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't need to do that so much. It's kind of just like, yeah, I guess organically is the best way to say it. Just kind of just like record the song as, you know, as best we can, and kind of, you know, we're still experimenting and stuff and kind of trying to find different sounds, but I guess we're just doing that on our own terms a bit more now, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I've caught you guys live a few times. It's always a great show. And you were quite busy there for a while. I think there was even a period in time where I saw you like twice or three times over the period of a few weeks. You know, it's been a while since you've played. Obviously, you've taken a bit of time off. When is the next, what's on the horizon for Peel's gig roster?
So we're launching Under the Sun at Vic on the Park on December 17th.
Awesome.
Yeah, which would be awesome. It's always a good vibe. Good vibe there. We're playing with our friends, the Melodrones, who are fucking awesome as well. So really excited to play with them. Yeah, then we're kind of just focusing on wrapping up recording and then looking towards, you know, touring and playing lots of shows in 2023. We're kind of, yeah, just we've taken a bit of time off playing the last couple of months just to focus on recordings, but that's almost wrapped up. So keen to kind of get stuck into it pretty hard next year.
Yeah, it sounds great. I'm a big fan of the Melodrones, and it makes a lot of sense to have you guys playing together. I think, you know, you draw a lot of the same influence from that era of 90s shoegaze and Britpop and all of that fantastic music. We're gonna spin the song now, Under the Sun on Newfangled. Very big thanks, Nick, for, you know, joining the show. First interview on the first broadcast of Newfangled on 2SER. Before we play that, though, before we give it a spin, what's the song about?
I think it's just like a collection of images that I kind of like had jotted down like over, you know, the course of a couple of months or years even. I kind of just like pulled a bunch of kind of vignettes of like moments in time together into like... into a song. And I guess like, yeah, it's just kind of meant to capture a feeling and just like it's very imagery focused, and I think that played really nicely into the animation we did. You know, there's a lot of like you know, bodily imagery, you know, like talking about head and feet and things flipping upside down, and, you know, all of that was very fun to play with the animation we did for the film clip.
And you guys do seem like an image-focused band. Like when you play live, you work with Downgrade and you have those TVs, so it's very much weaved within your live performances too. Can we expect that visualizer on stage, and what's the visual component going to be like when it's performed?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, if we had the budget for it and we were a bit more controlled in the rooms we were playing with, we'd love to kind of do that stuff all the time. At the moment, it's kind of just special occasions. But yeah, the Downgrade guys, Steve and the rest of the crew, are awesome to work with. So we'd love to keep doing that stuff for kind of the bigger shows. But you know, it just makes it such a more engaging experience for everyone. And I think the music plays nicely into visual components, both live and on record. So yeah, it's definitely something we want to keep exploring.
For sure. Well, Nick, I've got to say a big thanks for joining Newfangled.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for chatting to me.